All right, let's write a simple drum and bass hook in Ableton Live using only stock plugins. Beginner-friendly, super repeatable workflow, and by the end you'll have a two-bar idea that loops cleanly, sits on top of drums and sub, and stays interesting across a full 16-bar drop. Quick mindset shift before we start. In DNB, you're not trying to write a long, fancy melody. You're writing a short loop that feels amazing. Then you arrange and automate it so it evolves. Think ear candy, not a whole song inside one MIDI clip. Step 0, set up the project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM, time signature 4/4, then create 3 MIDI tracks, one called drums, one called sub bass, one called hook. Optionally add a pad or Atmos track, but we can keep it minimal today. Now step 1, build a basic DNB drum bed, just enough context so your hook makes sense. On the drums track, load a drum rack. Pick any solid kick and snare from the stock library. Don't overthink sound selection right now. We just need something that hits. Program a simple pattern. Classic DNB. The snare lands on beat 2 and beat 4. Put your kick on beat 1. And if you want a little push, add a small kick right before the snare sometimes. The point is, the snare is your anchor. Your hook is going to dance around it. Add hats next. Do 8 notes for a closed hat, but intentionally remove a few hits so it breathes. Bass is groove. Then to make it feel more DNB and less like a robot, open the groove pool and drag in a swing 16 groove. Start with the groove amount around 20-35% and apply it mainly to hats. Quick cleanup. If your hats are sounding thick, throw a Q8 on the drums or just on the hat chain and high pass them somewhere around 200-400 Hz. No low rumble needed there. And later, once you group your drums, you can use glue compressor gently, around 3 ms attack, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1-2 dB of gain reduction. The goal is together, not squashed. Step 2. Add a rolling sub so the hook can live on top. On the sub bass track, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. That's your clean foundation. Add a saturator after it. Choose something like soft sine or analog clip. Drive it maybe 2-6 dB. And turn on soft clip. You're not trying to distort it into a mid-bass. You're just adding harmonics so it reads on smaller speakers. Now write a simple 2-bar rolling pattern. Choose a key. Let's use F minor. Keep it minimal and repetitive. Use 8th notes with gaps so it feels like it's rolling, not machine gunning constantly. A simple idea could stay mostly on F, with a tiny move to G and ebb for shape. The hook will be the character. The sub is the engine. Now sidechain the sub to the kick using Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose the kick as the input. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 1-3 ms. Release around 80-140 ms. Then lower the threshold until the kick pops clearly through the sub. Usually you'll see 2-6 dB of gain reduction. The key is, the groove should feel like it's breathing with the drums. Step 3. Choose your hook type. For beginners, there are a few reliable DNB hook approaches. A synth riff, chord stabs, or vocal chops. Today we're doing the most universal option, a 2-bar synth riff using Waveedable. Step 4. Build a hook sound that's mix-friendly. On the hook track, load Waveedable. Start with basic shapes. Move the position toward a saw-like tone so it's bright enough to cut. Turn on oscillator 2 and make it similar, then detune it slightly. Add unison, set it to classic, choose 3-5 voices, and keep the amount modest, like 15-30%. If you crank unison too hard, your hook gets wide and blurry fast, and in DNB you want punch. Now filter it, choose an LP24, set the cutoff somewhere roughly around 1.2-3 kHz, resonance maybe 5-15%, and if there's a drive control available, just a touch. Now shape the amp envelope so it's stabby but still musical. Attack basically instant, 0-5 ms, decay around 200-500 ms, sustain low maybe 0-30%, release 80-200 ms. This gives you that hit and go feel that works at 174. Before we go crazy with effects, I want you to hear this teacher rule clearly. Make the hook easy to mix by design. If your hook only sounds good after huge reverb and delay, it probably won't cut through a real DNB drop. Try to get it feeling almost finished with just the patch, a high pass, and a tiny bit of saturation. So let's do the basic stock chain. First, EQ 8. High pass around 120-200 Hz so the hook doesn't fight the sub. If it sounds boxy, do a small dip around 300-500 Hz. Then saturator. Drive 2-5 dB. Soft clip on. Again, we're going for density and presence, not fuzz. Then echo for vibe and rhythm. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4 notes. Feedback low, around 15-30%. Filter the delay. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the mix subtle, like 10 to 20%. Then reverb, small and controlled. Size around 15 to 25%. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. And mix maybe 5 to 12%. Deed and bead is fast. Long reverb tails smear everything. Step 5. Write a 2-bar hook that loops cleanly. This is the secret sauce. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the hook track. Here's the fastest method that prevents random melody syndrome. Write the hook as a rhythm first, then pitch it. So, start with just one repeated note. Pick something in a good hook register, like F3. Notice I'm not choosing F1 or F2, because your bass lives down there. Use register like a mix tool. If the sub is strong in F1 to F2, put the hook mainly around F3 up to C4. Now, place a rhythm that works with the snare. You want hits that answer the snare, not collide with it. A great beginner trick is putting a hit right after the snare to create momentum. Also, try not always starting at the very first beat. Starting slightly later, like just after beat 2 or around beat 3, can instantly feel more DNB. Once the rhythm feels good with one note, now pitch a few notes into the scale. This audio version is shortened for playback.